What if I told you there's a $5 trillion daily market, larger than all the world's stock markets combined, operating 24 hours a day, accessible from your laptop? The Forex market powers every international transaction, from your morning coffee beans shipped from Colombia to the smartphone assembled in China. Yet most people remain utterly clueless about how it works. This isn't some exclusive club for Wall Street elites anymore. Ordinary individuals worldwide now participate in currency trading, though many lose money simply because they treat it like gambling rather than a learnable skill. The difference between those who succeed and those who fail isn't luck or secret formulas. It's education, discipline, and understanding the fundamental mechanics that drive currency movements across the globe. Picture the Forex market as a massive, invisible ocean where $5 trillion flows daily without a central exchange or physical location. Unlike the New York Stock Exchange with its iconic trading floor, Forex operates as an over-the-counter market where currencies trade directly between participants through electronic networks. When you exchange dollars for euros at the airport, you're dipping your toe into this ocean. But the real action happens when traders speculate on future currency movements rather than converting money for practical use. The Forex market operates in distinct layers. Market-making banks like Deutsche Bank, UBS, and Citigroup control over 40% of trading, profiting from spreads while creating liquidity. Below them, multinational corporations convert currencies for business operations. Deeper still, hedge funds and proprietary traders speculate for profit, while central banks intervene to stabilize currencies. At the bottom, retail traders often provide capital to those above. Forex's 24-hour nature creates accessibility. Trading follows the sun from Sydney through Tokyo, Singapore, London, and New York. The London-New York overlap, 8 a.m. to noon EST, delivers the heaviest volume and most dramatic moves. The 2008 crisis fundamentally transformed this landscape. Central banks slashed rates to near zero and launched quantitative easing, essentially printing money by purchasing government bonds. This sparked a race to the bottom, where countries deliberately weakened currencies to boost exports. Interest rate differentials, formerly the primary market driver, became largely irrelevant as rates plummeted globally. Understanding these post-crisis dynamics is essential for navigating today's manipulated waters. Each major currency possesses distinct character shaped by economics, politics, and history. The US dollar reigns as the world's reserve currency, held in central bank vaults globally, and used to price commodities from oil to gold. When markets panic, money floods into dollars. Understanding dollar direction provides the framework for analyzing all other currency movements. The euro is fundamentally a political creature, a grand experiment in unifying Europe economically. Born from political ambition rather than economic necessity, it survived multiple existential crises through sheer political will. When ECB President Mario Draghi declared they'd do whatever it takes to preserve the euro, he revealed its true nature, a currency backed more by determination than fundamentals. This makes the euro volatile and heavily influenced by political rhetoric from Brussels, Berlin, and Frankfurt. The Japanese yen tells a story of prolonged stagnation. After Japan's devastating late 1980s financial crisis, interest rates have remained near zero for over three decades. Japan maintains a weak currency to protect exports, with the Bank of Japan intervening when the yen strengthens too much. Paradoxically, the yen also serves as a safe haven during turmoil, when traders frantically unwind carry trade positions where they've borrowed cheap yen to invest elsewhere. The British pound stands apart as Europe's independent operator, politically inside Europe but monetarily outside the eurozone. Managed by the respected Bank of England and benefiting from London's status as a global financial center, the pound trades more steadily than the euro's volatility. The commodity currencies, Australian dollar, Canadian dollar, and New Zealand dollar, derive their personalities from resource-rich economies. The Aussie moves with gold and mineral prices, the Canadian loonie with oil, the New Zealand kiwi with dairy and soft commodities. When commodity prices surge, these currencies strengthen. When resources slump, they weaken. The Swiss franc embodies one word, safety. Switzerland's political neutrality, robust banking system, and massive gold reserves make the franc a haven during troubled times, so much so that the Swiss central bank has repeatedly tried to prevent excessive safe haven buying that strengthens their currency uncomfortably. Currencies trade in pairs. When one rises, the other falls. Eight major currencies create 28 combinations. The seven major pairs include the US dollar, EUR USD, GBP USD, USD JPY, USD CHF, AUD USD, USD CAD, NZD USD, and offer tight spreads with high liquidity. The 21 cross pairs exclude the dollar, pairing currencies directly. EUR JPY, GBP AUD, AUD NZD. Quotes extend to five decimal places, with the fourth decimal, a pip, measuring movement. When EUR USD moves from 1.100 to 1.1001, that's one pip. Every quote shows bid, where you sell, and ask, where you buy. The spread represents your broker's profit. You start underwater by this amount. Major pairs offer tight 1 to 2 pip spreads. Exotic pairs might have 6 to 8 pips or higher. Market makers, primarily major banks, effectively control Forex, manipulating prices using media events to trigger stop orders and trap traders. They know where most stops sit, giving them enormous advantage. Yet traders can identify genuine moves by watching volume. Strong volume accompanying price movement signals market maker participation. Your cue to enter. Economic data releases drive markets through surprises, numbers significantly above or below forecasts. Markets trade on expectations versus reality, not absolute values. Most traders rely on technical and fundamental analysis, but the most effective strategy adds a third dimension, relational analysis. Fundamental analysis examines economic data like employment figures and manufacturing output, revealing only past events, not future price movements. Technical analysis views price charts as capturing all market sentiment. Japanese candlesticks prove particularly powerful, showing four key prices: open, high, low, close, in visually intuitive format. The hammer candle at trend bottoms signals absorbed selling and incoming buyers. The shooting star at tops indicates sellers overwhelming buyers. The doji candle reveals market indecision, a potential turning point. Relational analysis examines associated price action in related markets to triangulate Forex movements. No market trades in isolation. All are interconnected, as money flows between them based on risk appetite. EUR USD and USD CHF maintain consistent inverse relationships. Understanding these correlations prevents accidentally overexposing yourself to certain currency movements. External market relationships provide valuable insights. Commodities, priced in USD, generally move inversely to the dollar. The AUD-JP pair correlates positively with equity markets, reflecting risk sentiment. When the S&P 500 plummets, anticipate AUD-JP weakness as risk appetite evaporates, even before checking Forex charts. This three-dimensional approach transforms trading from guesswork into systematic evidence gathering. Volume price analysis reveals market intent by examining the relationship between volume and price, a method used by legendary traders like Charles Dow, Jesse Livermore, and Richard Wyckoff. Unlike lagging indicators, volume and price provide immediate insight. Price movement requires effort, volume, and this relationship should be proportional. Look for agreement or disagreement between volume and price. Agreement validates moves. Disagreement signals potential reversals. Valid rising markets need rising prices with rising volume. Rising prices on falling volume signal weakness as market makers withdraw support. Falling markets need rising volume to show momentum. Falling prices with falling volume indicate exhaustion. While spot Forex lacks centralized volume data, tick data, price change frequency, serves as an excellent proxy, showing 85 to 90% correlation. Support and resistance are flexible zones, not solid barriers. For valid breakouts, wait for clear moves beyond congestion, letting the first candle complete before judging. These congestion phases offer excellent trading opportunities and natural stop placement levels. Combined with multiple time frame analysis and market correlations, VPA provides a powerful framework for high probability trades with defined risk, the foundation of consistent profitability. Trading success hinges on capital protection and psychological mastery. The math is unforgiving. A 10% loss requires 11% to recover, 20% needs 25%, and 50% demands 100%. This exponential reality makes loss management paramount. The golden rule: risk only 1% of capital per trade. A $10,000 account risks $100 per trade, surviving 20 consecutive losses. Risk 10% per trade and 3 losses / 27%. Smaller accounts under $1,000 may risk 5% maximum, reducing to 1% at $5,000, $10,000. Trading psychology is your ultimate challenge. Our brains evolved for survival, not position management. Under stress, the primitive limbic system hijacks rational thinking. Combat this by removing monetary value. Think only in pips, not dollars. The position is 10 pips up, stays neutral. $100 profit triggers emotion. Never label positions winning or losing. They're simply up or down. When markets move against you, replace "oh no" with "how interesting." This shifts your brain from emotional to analytical. Build your system through currency strength identification, fundamental news checks, and volume price analysis. Every position requires a stop loss, no exceptions. Never move stops away from danger, though moving toward profit locks gains. Target the middle third of price moves. The first third belongs to early movers, the last to the greedy. Your edge isn't secret indicators. It's understanding market structure, managing risk religiously, and mastering your psychological demons.